Let's turn our attention now to college students, or more specifically, college graduates. There's been much talk, much hand-wringing about the so-called brain drain, young people earning a degree at a Michigan college or university and then hitting the road, heading out of Michigan, taking their skills to places like L.A., Chicago, Boston, New York. Now, is that brain drain the fault of Michigan's depressed but slowly recovering economy? Or might it be just the age-old truth that young people want to spread their wings? Writer John Schneider mused upon these questions in a column in this week's Bridge magazine. It's entitled, Children's Departure is Part of the Cycle of Life. Now, John, you were one of the dads who got a card and a long-distance phone call for Father's Day. Where did your kids head after they graduated?
Well, I have three children, and two are U of M grads, and they both initially headed to L.A., although my daughter, the youngest of my children, is now in New York City, and my oldest boy is in Indianapolis. None of them is in Michigan. You know, I regret that sometimes, but I understand that they have to make their own way.
In a nutshell, why did they leave Michigan? Because that's what we're looking at. Is it the depressed economy, or is it, hey, I want to get away from mom and dad. I want to live my life.
You know, I don't think you can downplay too much, you know, the fact that Michigan is not the most fertile job market. But in the case of my kids, I think they just wanted to explore a little bit, and there were other reasons. I mean, my younger son initially followed a woman out to L.A. They're no longer together, but he's in the music business, so L.A. was a good place for him, and he's still there. My daughter initially went out to L.A. when she graduated because her brother was there, and she wanted to have a big city experience too. But then just about a year ago, she moved to New York City, again, following a boy, although I don't think she would acknowledge that, but that seems pretty clear.
And now you've outed her on Michigan radio, so way to go, Dad. But I guess taking your children's experiences, John Schneider, and it got you thinking about looking at that big picture and the worry about the Michigan brain drain. What is your view then on, is this a major problem for Michigan to overcome, or is this kids being kids?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I mean, I do think you need to provide better job opportunities. And you know, the other thing is the big city experience. If a kid wants, you know, grew up in a smaller town, like our kids grew up in the Lansing area, and they wanted, you know, the big city experience. I mean, there's Detroit, which is, you know, it's my hometown, and I love it. But, you know, I have to say that it's not all that appealing to young kids graduating from college. They think big city, they think Chicago, New York, L.A., you know, maybe San Francisco. But, you know, Detroit is not a city that pops into their minds when they think of the big city experience. And maybe, you know, at some point we can turn it around if Detroit ever, you know, achieves its long-promised renaissance, then, you know, that might be a place. I mean, my kids are intrigued by Detroit, and they're thinking that, you know, maybe at some point they'll land there or work there for a while. And you know, I have nephews and nieces who are committed to Detroit, but I think for most kids, it's just not their idea of the big city they want to live in.
And the sense that you know, Grand Rapids has kind of a buzz going about it, but you kind of feel, well, they're no Chicago.
I mean, as I wrote in my column, Lansing and Grand Rapids, you know, they try hard to give that big city experience, and Ann Arbor to some extent. Both of my kids, you know, who went to U of M loved Ann Arbor, but it's, you know, it's pretty much basically a college town, and you know, it's you know, there are not a lot of employment opportunities outside of the university, and so I think, well, you know, as you said, there is that factor of wanderlust, and you know, now is the time to do it when you're fresh out of college and you have no spouses or children to, you know, to be responsible for. That's the best time, I think, to spread your wings and see what the world has to offer.
Well, in your piece in Bridge Magazine, John Schneider, you point to a Detroit Regional Chamber study that goes back a year from 2012, and it really dug into where the graduates of Michigan's 15 public universities have gone to. And it got me wondering, is that flight of graduates not as fierce as we've been led to believe?
Well, I think it has. I think, as the study pointed out, it has tapered off a little bit, and they found that actually there are, you know, more kids staying in Lansing now than there were then.
Staying in Michigan, actually.
I'm sorry, staying in Michigan, yes. You know, in the three places they mentioned, California, Illinois, and New York suggest that kids, you know, want to go to a big city. I think what they're talking about there is L.A., New York City, and Chicago.
Right. But you find, 63% of the graduates are still living in Michigan. And when you think that in 2007, only 51% of that group stayed in Michigan.
That's not bad. I mean, it's going in the right direction. And you know, I'm sure that other states, you know, have the same issue. Kids, you know, the grass tends to always look greener on the other side of the fence. And I think that's certainly part of, you know, how you can explain kids leaving. I mean, kids have always left, you know, since the prodigal son.
There you go. John Schneider's piece on our departing children can be found in Bridge Magazine online at bridgemi.com. John, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.